This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Set to join us via satellite uplink in full living color from his TV studios in South Texas. Former Congressman Ron Paul is set to join us coming up. We're going to talk about the economy, the situation in Syria, and a lot more. Netanyahu has caused a big uproar by linking Palestinians to the Holocaust. You know, I think the Holocaust does get overused to push political agendas. I mean, if you won't turn your guns in, the ADL will come out and call you an anti-Semite. But you really can link the Grand Mufti, the Grand Imam of Jerusalem in World War II to the Nazis. I mean, he went to Germany. They traveled there. He was buddies with Hitler. He did encourage Hitler to kill all the Jews. That is a fact. The rest of the story is there were also some rich, powerful Jewish organizations that wouldn't let Jews get out of Germany or Europe without paying them protection money that they then shared with the Nazis. And then Roosevelt, praised by so many Jewish groups, wouldn't let the Jewish migrants, true refugees, political persecution, get into the United States in 39, 40, 41, 42 when their ships would show up in New York City at Ellis Island. So the truth is you can link the Nazis to a bunch of the founders of Israel. And there have been Jewish professors that have written articles about this. And boy, you raise this with a white supremacist, this is the thing that will make them the maddest. Because Hitler good, Jews bad. Hitler God, Jews the devil. But you can show them historians, you know, that have written books and Nuremberg trial information. I mean, look at George Soros. He was 13, 14, 15, 16 years old during the 4 years of World War II, helping ferret out and round up Jews, and he knew how they hid their money and what they did. Four bosses above him who were Jewish, and then he was protected. So the truth is the Jewish mafia, and that's why Dr. Steve Pachinik hates the Jewish mafia so much. His family barely got out of Russia. Some of them got killed in the Holocaust. And, of course, his family told him about how they weren't allowed into the U.S. They had to go to Cuba when he was a little kid after or during World War II. He's told that story before, and, I mean, that's just a fact. It's not just his story. That's why you get a lot of academic Jews and people that they call self-hating Jews who aren't the leftist type. There's that type, too, that's self-hating. There's more of a populist or right-wing Jew who doesn't like some of the folks that founded Israel because, they killed their family. They helped the Nazis kill their families. And then sit there and play the part of the victims of it. Well, they sat out on the sidelines. Hitler, of course, was going to work to, when he took over Russia, to make an area of southern Russia the new Israel. And Hitler was also looking to ship the Jews to Palestine, which he saw as their homeland. And that's why he met with the Grand Mufti, who said, no, we don't want them here. Can you just kill them? And the last few years of World War II, Hitler did actually, because I've read the Pulitzer Prize winning books on the subject. I mean, these are quotes by Hitler to go ahead with the final solution. They didn't decide to go with the final solution until Hitler started losing at the beginning of the Battle of Leningrad and then the Stalingrad. And there was a tank battle south of that city about 6 months before where the Germans started really think they were going to lose, started building towards that. So then it shifted, don't shake the Jews down and get their money through the Jewish handlers that Hitler was working with. Just go ahead and kill them. And so they went to a policy of killing everybody. And, of course, they were killing a bunch of other groups. It is true that it's wrong that Hollywood only focuses on Jews that were killed. I mean, I think millions of Ukrainians killed by the Nazis, millions of Russians, I think millions of Poles killed. I think they're just as valuable as Jewish people that were killed. But on the other side of that equation, there's people that defend Hitler. When, I mean, Hitler was a complete out-of-control lunatic. I mean, just look at him. Listen to him. I mean, look what he did to Germany.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this October 21st, 2015 worldwide broadcast. We're now 8 minutes plus into the second hour today. There is so much I want to ask former congressman and, of course, medical doctor Ron Paul about what's happening currently in our world. The race for the speakership, the Tea Party rebellion that he and others helped create, the situation in Syria, the rapidly degrading economy, but also political persecution. And I wanted to cover this first. Ted Cruz came out and said that he's worried about internet freedom, that there's major talk about censoring the internet in the Senate. Matt Drudge was on with us, giving us an exclusive interview a few weeks ago, saying that he talked face-to-face with a Supreme Court justice at dinner that said they've got the votes, they're coming to restrict free speech. Next year, Hillary has now announced that if she's elected, she will try for a national gun buyback and a repeal of the Second Amendment. That's actually a quote. So the statements are very bold right now. And we're seeing a massive continued IRS persecution of conservative and libertarian groups. I wanted to not so much ask Ron Paul his view of this. I mean, I want to do that. I also wanted to ask him what we should do. I mean, I think it shows how effective the liberty movement is that the system wants to silence us. But at the same time, I think we have to address this and really discuss how we're supposed to respond to it. Because Matt Drudge said he's been told by high-level government folks the persecution's about to kick into high gear. He visited me 2 weeks ago to deliver that message. A lot of other high-level people are telling me the same thing. I know with your contacts, sir, you must be getting the same intel. So can you speak to this? And in Europe, they're arresting Germans that criticize open borders. It's not just here, but totalitarianism seems to be spreading its wings.
You know, when I left Congress a couple of years ago, I listed several things that I thought were the greatest danger to us. And the top one was freedom of expression, the First Amendment. Because if we're not allowed to express ourselves, it makes it so difficult for us to compete with the propagandists from our government and from the media. So I think it is crucial. But, you know, we are so hypocritical when it comes to our government because they pretend that we should support the issue of knowing the truth and knowing what's going on with government. And we even write laws to protect the whistleblowers who are telling us the truth. But now we have numerous whistleblowers that are put in prison, if they tell the truth. Matter of fact, the real irony is the chairman of the agency that's supposed to be in charge of protecting all the whistleblowers, he got fired because he told the truth about the whistleblower program. It really doesn't work. Now, this is getting worse, and there's a lot going on right now. But, you know, just recently when we read about the death of Aaron Schiff, he was actually in prison and killed by our government because he spoke out about the unconstitutionality of the way taxes were being collected. And it wasn't so much that he was not a violent person. He wasn't for anarchy or anything else. And I don't think he ever said the statement that there should be no taxes either. But because he said what the government was doing was unconstitutional, and the government told him, you're not allowed to talk about that, and he did. And when he was 77, they put him in jail for 14 more years and literally, I think, killed him, you know, because it was a death sentence and it was a life sentence, and he didn't get his medical care. So that's how ruthless the government is. Now, in Aaron Schiff, I think, is a good lesson because what was he saying? He was challenging the financing of a government that's runaway. So the same way, if somebody tells us the truth about what's going on in the Middle East and how we have involved ourselves in these wars illegally and lied ourselves into these wars, our presidents have, they can't tolerate that. They cannot tolerate the truth about our foreign policy. They cannot tolerate the truth about why they are ruthless in collecting taxes. And they're not going to tolerate the truth about how the Federal Reserve is run. That's why I always believe that the Federal Reserve, if everybody knew about it, and more people know about it now than ever before, if the people knew about it, they wouldn't support the Federal Reserve. And fortunately, there's a lot of people waking up. But so much is done in secret. The bailouts are done in secret. So it's secret government that is the real issue. And when you talk about the ultimate secrets of government, then you become an enemy of the state. And when you have an empire, truth is treason in the empire of lies. And right now, people are considered treasonous if they start telling us the plain truth about what our government's doing to us.
That's right. Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com, one of many powerful sites. He's doing syndicated radio vignettes, daily television, reaching millions of people. And that's why they're coming in and wanting to censor and wanting to control and wanting to shut down competition, because we're peacefully taking action. Erwin Schiff that died, Peter Schiff, frequent guest here, one of the top advisors, of course, to Ron Paul's campaign previously on economics. His dad was still chained down even when he couldn't speak anymore, and they basically wouldn't give him any medical care, and he died after spending 13 of a 14-year prison sentence. And I remember it was in the Las Vegas Review Journal when the judge said in the courtroom, I remember covering it on air when he first went to prison 13 years ago, you were told don't sell this book anymore. You were told don't give speeches anymore. So I'm going to send you to prison for the maximum sentence. So they admittedly sent him to prison and then killed him in prison, as you said, Ron Paul, and you're a medical doctor speaking to this, for his speech. And that's where America has gotten to, where I've now had feds contact me, multiple feds, and tell me that the word is, I shut up or they're going to set me up. And that's where this country's come to. And it's very, very sad. Specifically, though, solutions. What do we do, sir, in the face of this, if they do try to declare some civil emergency, if there's some false flags like OKC blamed on patriots? We're trying to fix this peacefully. I think we're winning peacefully as while they're escalating. But what do we do if they start World War III with the Russians? What do we do if they start federalizing the state houses that we know the Defense Department's been tasked to prepare to do? What do we do when truth becomes stranger than fiction and they become nakedly tyrannical against us?
Well, when it's domestic and they are at us all the time, I don't advocate violence. As a matter of fact, for moral reasons, but for practical reasons, they have way more guns than we have. But I also know that truth can win out in the end. So it's getting the message out, whether it's your program or what I do and others. There's more now than ever before. So I think the most important regulation or law that we have to protect is our right to use the internet and do our programming. And this is being systematically attacked. It's being attacked not only by our own governments and sometimes corporate interests, who knows, but sometimes it's international. But if we lose that, that's going to be very bad. I happen to be optimistic about that, although I'm not technically, astute to how it works. But I think we'll get around it. I think the internet's too big. So education is it, to expose and counteract the propaganda. Almost always the people don't want war, and then they get talked into it because they're told that you were going to be attacked, and if you don't support us, you're unpatriotic and you're un-American. But just think of on the issue of Syria right now. They changed the prime minister in Canada because Canada got too cozy with sending planes over there and fighting and participating in our foreign policy. In the same way, when the American people spoke out a couple years ago when Obama wanted to bomb Syria, the people said no. But Obama, of course, went ahead and did it anyway. And the British people spoke out, which was a very historic event a couple years ago, and voted against giving the authority to their prime minister to go ahead. So the people are with us. Our job is to reach these people. And, of course, this is where I do become a bit optimistic about what's happening, because I think the young people realize that we're in an economic crisis. I think they know there's something very suspicious going on with our foreign policy, as well as the Federal Reserve and the financing, and they like personal liberty and they like the internet. And I just think the answers that we can find in a free society and sound money is so great. And all we have to do is get enough believers, and the government will change. The government is a reflection of the people's attitude. Right now, the attitude is still a lot of people are getting welfare, and a lot of people are talked into supporting the military-industrial complex. But we're running out of money, and this is good, because what are they going to do? They have to change their mind. As long as they think there's a handout, whether it's the rich or the poor, they're going to keep doing that, and they're going to keep milking the middle class. And the middle class is just keep shrinking and shrinking. So we are winning this for practical reasons, but we still have a long way to go, and it's education, it's learning to have and get people to have confidence that free society is not only a better society, it's more peaceful and there's more prosperity, and that is what people have to vote for. Even if there's a point of resistance, I said I'm against the use of violence to counteract the government, but I'm not opposed to people just going on strike and saying, look, I've had enough of this, I'm not going to participate. But that's rough too, because you have to suffer the consequence of this, and that is peaceful resistance. And I'm not even sure where I would come down on that under certain circumstances. But that's ultimately the way laws get changed, is a resistant movement supported by the people. And our Congress, on occasion, will respond when they know there's enough Americans who said enough is enough. Of course, that's what the battle is right now in Washington, is there's an outcry from the people about Washington. Still, they don't know how to handle it, and they won't change their tune. And it's led by Republican and Democratic leaders, and yet there's a core of people now in Washington that said enough is enough.
I totally agree with you, and we're reaching that historic crossroads right now where the social engineers admit they're losing the hearts and minds. They're trying to accelerate their program, and they're looking for that line in the sand to push us so hard we start getting violent. I agree, violence is not the answer offensively. Obviously, defensively, we have a right to protect ourselves. But the good news is I talk to a lot of government people and others. They're awake to what's happening. What do you think the establishment's going to do to try to use the crisis they've helped exacerbate to even bring in more tyranny? Because you've always talked about this key time coming when big government implodes. Their answer will be more government. What do we do at this key juncture to make sure people understand the truth?
Well, it's still back to education and the various methods of doing that. But if it comes, if push comes to shove and there's violence in the street, they're going to look for a strong man. They're going to look for somebody who's authoritarian and said, well, the violence in the cities won't last. And then people will say, yeah, that's right. We can't have anarchy. And they'll capitulate. But they will come. And, you know, the gun control issue is alive and well. And I'm for gun controls. I'm for taking the guns away from the bureaucrats, the government, and taking the guns or restricting the gun use and presidents starting wars. But no, they will come. And that will be if there is a confiscation or more registration, people are going to have to make up their mind whether they're going to not participate in that. Same way with gold. Gold, the guns protect us physically, and gold is real money. So when they destroy money, gold has always been the haven. It's not something I've invented or you invented. It's been around for 6,000 years where real money is gold. And even though Bernanke told me gold, sorry, Ron, gold is no longer money. Gold is still money. So what are you going to do? Are you going to say, are we going to be complacent like we were, the American people were in the 1930s? Roosevelt comes in and say, all right, we got to take over. Turn in all your gold at $20 an ounce. And, and look at what that did. It took us a lot of years to get the right to own gold again. So they may not come and try to collect the gold, but I think what they'll try to do is tax the gold. Just remember the first attack on trying to regulate drugs was to put a huge tax on marijuana, and that morphed into this horrendous drug war that's going on, which is such an excuse for the violation of our liberties, along with the excuse we got to collect taxes because you're un-American if you don't pay your fair share, and that's why the tax authorities get out of hand. And, of course, we probably don't have much time left, but Lewis Lerner is a typical example of how they use a tax laws and to punish those of us who are speaking out. That is a typical example of curtailing free speech. At least she was caught and she's out of it, but that attitude still remains.
It certainly does. In the few minutes we've got left, looking at this election, looking at Rand Paul, looking at how he's really the only candidate that isn't for expanding the war in Syria, what is your view on the Russian entry into Syria?
Well, I look at it in a practical way. I look first at what our policy should be. We shouldn't have been in there and we should leave. And then that leaves it up to the neighborhood to take care of it. We're in 152 countries. And if we're saying, okay, we got to watch out, we got to be terrified, and we have to do anything we can to stop the Russians exerting their program, which is next to their border, whether it's whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Syria. They have a treaty with one country, with one base, and I think they have one aircraft carrier. So they want to keep that base. So I would say that's more their business. And I sort of get in charge out of the fact that Kerry says, oh, those Russians are not too smart. They're going to get bogged down in Syria. Well, maybe so. If they do, maybe it'll be like Afghanistan. But why should we bog ourselves down? How could it be any worse than what we're doing to ourselves? So I would let Russia and the Turks and the Kurds and these other people be involved and take care of it. And maybe if we withdrew some of our financial and military support over there, maybe Saudi Arabia wouldn't be so aggressive. Maybe they'd have to deal with the Yemen all by themselves. So that whole area would become more peaceful, and they would work on things much more peacefully. But I don't think that if we compare Russia exerting themselves to protect one naval base outside their country compared to us being in 152 countries and being assuming the role of a total policeman of the world, no comparison.
Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. One final question on the election. Obviously, I'm supporting Rand Paul because I know he's followed the Constitution. He won't flip-flop like the other candidates. Obviously, I like a lot of what Donald Trump has to say. It's very populist. It's very constitutional in some cases. But he said things about, you know, loving Hillary in the past and being for assault weapons bans. So I don't really trust him in the final equation. But what is your view of Donald Trump overall? Do you think he's healthy for the campaign, healthy for the debate, or do you think he's unhealthy?
Well, if there was an absolute guarantee that the American people wouldn't be sucked in and make him president, you know, it'd be just entertainment, and we would look at the, like you point out, some good things, some bad things. You could look at the good things and say, you know, he can do things and get away with which many of us never could do. But he's a powerful personality, and he makes fun of the political process in the Republican and Democratic Party. At the same time, he doesn't get pushed around with the media. But I think trouble is coming, and he would have to live up to his word. I will take charge. I will get things done. I know what's good. I'm not looking for that. That to me is exactly the opposite of a libertarian society. I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to run the economy. I don't want to tell the world what to do. I want to deliver the liberty back to the individual, let the individual and local people take care of these problems.
Sure.
But I don't think Donald Trump would respond to that as the conditions break down. I think he would use the not only the bully pulpit, I think he'd become a very tough bully to take over just the whole situation.
He does look ready to get on a big white horse, and that is exactly what this country doesn't need. And I think people's support for him shows the backlash against teleprompter politics, and I think that's the real issue there. Former Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for the time, and just please continue your great work.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Take care. There goes former Congressman Ron Paul. About a second delay there on the feed. We, again, really appreciate the work he's done and the work you've done supporting him. He ran for office 3 times and failed all 3, but succeeded in becoming a focal point to help build a liberty movement to challenge the globalists. And that's the real value of what's happened. Rand Paul isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But we do want to restore this republic. And people want confidence. They want to hear somebody that tells it like it is. And I hope that Donald Trump is for real. But I know one thing's for sure. This is not a boring time to be alive. We've got front row seats now going into the future. And we're going to see exactly what is going to happen. We will find out. And, of course, I make that statement about front row seats for a reason. We become a nation and a world of spectators. And people need to do a little less spectating and a little more action. It really frightens me in a good way, in a humbling way, when I realize this radio/TV show has the power to change legislation, to put issues out there, to sometimes win debates, to sometimes change history. It makes me sit back in front of this chair and the ominous responsibility knowing I reach tens of millions of people a week. And I just think to myself, you know, you better do a good job, buddy, because this is for all the marbles. And then I think about the arrogant establishment types who just want the power of being famous and just want the money and are just puppets who let their teleprompters be loaded full of disinformation, who go out there with their polished talking points and regurgitate them over and over again onto the faces and heads of the American people. And all the numbers show that program of regurgitation is causing a massive backlash. I haven't gotten to James Woods countering Bernie Sanders in his tweets. Bernie Sanders endorsed communist China and how great they treat women. I'm not kidding. And he said they have such great infant care and great family leave. It's like endorsing British health care, UK health care, National Health Service, and saying we need that here. So Americans have never been over there under it.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live broadcasting worldwide. We just had former Congressman Ron Paul on, agreeing that political persecution is accelerating and is expanding in this country, but that overall we are winning. And that's the good news. But that's why they're trying to come in and censor us, because they know we're having an effect. I'm going to cover a wide spectrum of news here in a moment, and then I'm going to open the phones up again for first-time callers specifically. If you have any comments about some of the amazing things Ron Paul said, it gives me a headache to actually sit back and try to think of all the interesting news-making statements that Ron Paul made. I should have written notes down while he was on, because if I don't, then I won't get any articles out or videos out that really have the headline in them to help make sure that information goes viral. Because it's not just that we're covering key information here. It's that if we don't present it with a lot of fanfare, it'll be lost like pearls before swine. And I'm not talking about you, the swine, my friends. You are the pearls getting the information out to the public. But if it's not packaged for our porcine brethren, they won't even take a second look at it. So how you package the information is half the battle. Because what we cover here is so sensational, if we don't put it out in a sensational fashion, it falls on deaf ears. So many times Drudge has pointed out in articles and tweets he's put out, and also here on the show, that people ought to take themselves seriously that write for InfoWars. You ought to take yourself seriously if you write for a little blog. You ought to take yourself seriously if you go out and shoot news videos for a YouTube channel. Because you're just as important as some New York Times writer. Your perspective, your view. I can never understand when I would go out and cover a press event, the arrogance of ABC News reporters, the arrogance of New York Times reporters. And they couldn't ever believe that I didn't care about being on their shows. What are you doing here setting up a camera? What do you want to try to get on our show? I'm like, what, you going to go live? I might bullhorn it. Yeah. No, I don't want to be interviewed by you. I don't care. We get media requests now less and less. It used to be like every day. Come on Nightline. Come on this. Come on that. Come on Good Morning America. And they would email back or call back and say, you really don't want to come on? And I'd be like, in the past, let me guess, you want to tape something today and have it in the morning, right? Well, yeah, how'd you know that? Well, you're a live show, aren't you? This is like 5 years ago. I would still have these conversations. Yes, we are. Let me guess, the anti-gunners are going to be live. Well, yeah, they are going to be live. Because, see, the person calling me up wasn't part of making real decisions, 9 times out of 10. And I'd say, do you ever think why the opposition's going to be live and I'm going to be taped? Because you're going to take all my good points out, let them know what my points were before to try to destroy my points and give them double the time. So guess what? Find somebody else to do it. I'm not going to get in the arena with you with my arms tied behind my back, okay? All right, but we reach like 10 million people a morning. Good for you. I'm going to reach people with straight-up information, and we'll see who ends up reaching the most people in the end. And now those shows have like 5 million viewers. They used to have like 30 million viewers 20 years ago per morning show, ABC, NBC, CBS. They're already dead. They're already over. It's already a joke. And so I guess Drudge is right when he says, why are we on Facebook? Why are we on Twitter? Why are we on YouTube? We need to not even give any energy to those platforms. And until recently, I couldn't do that because I couldn't pay for the bandwidth of having, you know, 3, 4, 5 million video views a day. And I guess I really still can't pay for it. But we are rapidly approaching a point where bandwidth will be so inexpensive unless they screw the internet up with all these treaties, like TPP. That we will be able to have our own video platform that's free to the public and not subscription. And that leads me to the next point, a plug. I never promote PrisonPlanet.tv. I really should cut a new radio ad for it. It's been around 14 years. and it's had some bumps over the years. It runs really well now. I want to thank all of you that have been with us for the long haul. And it's subscription. 20 people can use it with each membership. It's $5.95 a month. That just pays for the bandwidth. And your memberships help then pay for us to then be able to put out videos for free and have free video feeds for the general radio audience and reach new people. And that's what it's going to take to defeat the globalists. You know, ABC, NBC, you name it, have been losing money forever. But their umbrella companies finance the subsidiaries at a loss because it's a propaganda fee to get their trillions in no-bid weapons contracts in the next decade, to get their trillions in drug sales that are totally, you know, bad for you, to get their police state agenda through, to continue. They've got to pay to engage in brainwashing. So it doesn't matter that they're losing money, because in their other interest, they are making money hand over fist, and more importantly, consolidating markets, because money is just an ends, is a means, an ends to justify a means. They want money to dominate markets and shut down their competition and take over. But what does matter, the fact that they're losing money, that's just an embarrassment to them. What really hurts them is their audiences shrinking at an accelerated pace. Until all they are, like MSNBC and CNN, have now reached this point, and Rolling Stone magazine, you name it, not singling them out as just an example, they have reached the point of being literal, not veritable, but literal facades. Like the front of the house in Hollywood, but there's nothing behind it. Looks like an old Western town, but there's nothing through the door. You step through the door, and they are, you know, storing more theater apparatuses. It is a facade. And they're just there to keep up appearances and to keep milking advertisement agencies and sponsors who don't know that the heart already stopped. And so it is really important to understand we are at that crossroads, as Ron Paul said just 20 minutes ago. Things are accelerating. The future of the world is being decided right now, and every bit of energy you put towards resisting the globalist is going to come back tenfold to you, in my view, historically. Right now is the time to be putting in the maximum effort, where we've got 1 yard to go, we're in the last 2 minutes of the game, we can get the first down, to use a football analogy, and then move us 20 more yards into the end zone. We can get there, but we got to get this first down right now, and then we can keep moving the ball into the end zone. That's how close this game is, ladies and gentlemen, with 2 minutes left. If we get the first down, if we maintain possession, if we move into the end zone, the other side is not even going to have time for a reception of the kickoff and a chance to run it down the field. They're going to lose. But it doesn't mean we're in the catbird seat. If we keep making wrong moves, if we don't realize how serious a time this is, we will lose everything. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your health. They're coming with forced inoculations. They're coming with world government. They're coming with secret treaties. It's all admitted now. There's no more room. There's no more chance. There's no more time for denials. While they were building the world government, they denied it existed. Now that it's out in the open, are you going to just acquiesce and go along with it? And believe me, you don't have to save the world by yourself. You vote with your dollars, you vote with your mouth, you vote with your feet, you vote with your prayers, you vote with your actions. The globalists are dead meat. All of their top corporations are in deep trouble. except for Goldman Sachs at the very top and J.P. Morgan. And they're in a consolidation phase. Remember the head of J.P. Morgan in an internal email to their hundreds of executives a few months ago said, we have reached the final phase. This is going to be, you know, absolutely insane. We are in fortress mode. We are set to make it through this and then dominate on the other side. This will be our greatest triumph. I'm paraphrasing the email. You can read it for yourself. Just type in J.P. Morgan's email on the future. Infowars.com. It'll come up for you. Because this is it. And those few globalist corporations and groups and families that can make it through this global meltdown and be on the other side with all their unlimited cash and their central bank's power to issue currency to them. This is the true takeover. World government's about getting the laws and regulations in place to take your farm, take your ranch, take your house, conscript your children, arrest you for environmental crimes and infractions that are going to make the drug war look like a walk in the park. It is the setup for the next big phase rollout of totalitarianism. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. A few years ago, they had months of really bad fires east of Austin and west of Austin, all around Austin, to where no matter where you lived, ash would rain down on your car, like you lived in L.A. or something in the summer. It's very Dante-ish, very Dante's Inferno. And I liken it to being somebody in a neighborhood when the winds would kick up, it would suddenly go from just eating a few acres an hour to eating hundreds of acres every few minutes. And the fire departments would pull up to people's houses and say, get out. You know, basically follow us to the evacuation route. And some people wouldn't leave and would be burned up in their homes. You talk about being in denial. I'm not here being a fearmonger when I tell you how serious the stakes are. How high the stakes are. I'm here trying to get people that will listen to move into action against the New World Order. Because running is not the solution in this fight. Running is like getting on your knees. There's nowhere to run. And if we would just identify the New World Order and get aggressive with them, and not be scared of them and realize that they've abused us, they've persecuted us, they've hurt us. They don't have a hope of getting out of this. They have bit off way more than they can chew. Basically, every operation they're running is stuck in the mud right now. This is what always happens to tyrants. They just hope they can reshuffle politicians in Europe and reshuffle politicians here and use political correctness, intimidation to intimidate people into shutting up. And they hope the leftover fumes of prosperity is enough for people to just sit complacent another year, another decade, until we wake up and robots have replaced everything. Driving your cars, construction, manufacturing, with no exit strategy for jobs for humans in the future, so you're made dependent on the bureaucracy, on the technocracy, on the robots, so that the terms of your human surrender to dehumanization can be laid out to you. You will eat what we say. You will sleep where we say. You will live where we say. You will take what we say. You will take the inoculations. You will talk like we say, or you won't get your energy rations. You won't get your carbon credits. You won't get to buy and sell. They're not just going to get rid of cash, folks. They're going to get rid of money itself. Everything is going to be energy credits. It's all been laid out by the Club of Rome in 1967. I show their white papers in Endgame. We're talking about an established plan to end human civilization as we know it. Now, are you going to go along with that? It's also more important than ever to spread the word about this broadcast and to realize they're doing everything they can to shut it down. So please don't take it for granted. Please tell people about the local AM and FM affiliates you listen to. Pray for this broadcast. Pray for liberty. Pray for an awakening. And also support us by getting the amazing water filtration systems, storable foods, incredibly high-quality nutraceuticals like Lung Cleanse and Liver Shield that's back in stock and Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality that's now back in stock and 20% off things like Secret 12, Vitamin B12, and the other amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off Ancient Defense, which you need in the fall and winter, which has, again, scores of known herbs. I forget how, I think it's like something like 40. It's ridiculous. All concentrated in together that are known to boost immunity. Will it save you? Is it the answer to everything? No, but it's something else you can do for yourself. And the ritual of taking high-quality supplements gets you into thinking about eating good, gets you into thinking about sleeping more, gets you into thinking about your health. And it supports this broadcast. It's a win-win-win on so many different fronts. So InfoWarsLife.com. Please shop with the good guys or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions and take your order. 888-253-3139. I'm going to get to that James Woods excoriating Bernie Sanders straight ahead.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back back. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour with a special guest that's joining us as well. Look, Bernie Sanders saying that China is good for infants' rights or babies' rights is like saying radical Islam is good for women's rights. It's like saying kryptonite is good for Superman. This is a guy that runs around saying we need to get our free socialist health care like England with its nightmare national health service that has millions of Brits a year traveling to the United States for basic health care. Medical tourism. And James Woods, man, I wish I could get James Woods on the show. I was at a Hollywood dinner one time with a bunch of folks that thought I was really great because I was exposing 9/11, a bunch of famous actors, and I went, do any of you guys know James Woods? I really like him in different movies. I think he's a great actor. And they all looked at me like I had just said, let's eat baby for dinner or something, and just did not even respond to what I said. But I tell you, I would love to get James Woods on the show. Hollywood actor, Democrat, both destroy Bernie Sanders for praising communist China. China has notoriously killed female infants for population control, you utter moron, James Woods tells Sanders. After Bernie Sanders praised China for providing 14 weeks of taxpayer-paid maternity leave, and they come and do medical exams to kill the baby if it's a girl, both Hollywood actor James Woods and Democratic pundit Kristen Powers pointed out the communist regime also kills infants for population control. Well, you won't be getting any Disney jobs now, because if you criticize communist Chinese in any way, Disney will blackball you. This is how totalitarianism works. And he goes on, them tweeting at Senator Sanders, at Sin Sanders, except for babies they force women to abort, Senator. Totally and completely sickening. And look, Sanders isn't stupid. He knows what he's doing. When he gets up and goes, Cuba has a very nice system. We need one like it. You deserve something free. And Walmart people have too much money. We need to redistribute it. Because communist systems were so well. Oh, excuse me. I'm not a communist, even though I endorsed them. All these videos are coming out. It's all an act. I don't comb my hair. I'm a democratic socialist, which means we vote to take all your money away, and then we collapse like Venezuela.
I can't really do the best Bernie Sanders. I mean, he criticizes the Federal Reserve on the surface till they're about to audit it. Then he's the deciding vote to kill the audit in the Senate. Failed by one vote. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Colonel Sanders.
What a disgusting human being. Preying on his moron constituency. Let me tell you, there's only one group of constituents I've seen on C-SPAN that looks more pathetic, more weak, more stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying this to be mean. I look into the eyes of hardcore Democrat supporters, and they look like people I know that are seriously brain damaged and can't talk. They have that same look, like they've been hit upside the head by a frying pan permanently. And I actually feel sorry for them. And then they've been conditioned just to giggle and say, I'm an intellectual, and giggle and walk away. Notice we always try to talk to Democrats. We go, talk to us about why you're for gun control. I'm not going to talk to you. Then a handler comes over and goes, don't talk. They can't even talk. And then their leader is some guy with his hair sticking out going, hey, dog, we're going to get you free stuff. Meanwhile, the big megabanks fund all the socialists to consolidate wealth and give chicken feed to the public to make them dependent. Dependent. Domesticated animals are dependent. You are dependent. You are dependent.